7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year, Croc Nation. Dr. Tom Iannelli here with you, wishing you the greatest first day of another year, another twirl of the earth around the sun. 2023 is finally here. And as you probably know from the last couple of weeks, trying to get you survivors / thrivers and your families through the hard times of the holidays. We've had some really good episodes on how to manage the holidays and how to manage grief after the loss of a loved one. And today we're going to turn that circle like the earth is turning and tilting now away from the sun and toward the sun for that next circle around. Angel Santana, we have a very special guest today, a dear friend of mine, to help us bring in the new year with a beautiful, beautiful prayer. I wanted to wish you a happy new year before we start.
Unbelievable. Hard to believe that we're closing in on our third year. We're just shy of that next month. But listen, 2023 is always going to be, every new year is always a clean slate. But I can't think of
Angel, isn't this our, this is our second year. I know how you like to count things. This is our third year.
We'll be going into our third year. We're still in our second year. We started in February. So it'll be
30. Angel, I think you're, I have to do, get you some remedial math classes, I think.
No,
we'll have to talk.
This will be the third year. I'm telling you.
Anyway, Angel, let me ask you a question. Did you ever have a circumstance where you're talking to somebody? And I think actually this happened to us not too long ago when, you know, my computer IT guy happened to be a guy you went to school with and you guys were talking to each other and trying to figure it out. So a few years ago, I met this amazing, amazing man. You know, his name was Mr. Ryan. Really, really liked him. His daughter would bring him to treatments, you know, every day, and I got to know them pretty well. And, you know, every time, you know, the way I roll, Angel, every time I try to ask a question to get to know our patients a bit better, our survivors / thrivers. And Mr. Ryan was suffering terribly, and he was such a stoic guy, such a strong, brave guy. And his daughter was an amazing woman. She is an amazing woman. And, you know, I got to kind of befriend them a bit and get to know a little bit about them. And, you know, question after question leads to another question. And then all of a sudden it became known that I was from a small town called Paterson, New Jersey, and that I went to Don Bosco High School. And oh, coincidentally, their son is a priest, is a Salesian priest in the Don Bosco order. And he likewise used to teach at a school in Paterson, New Jersey. And a long story short, you know, our guest, Father Steve Ryan, the son of this great man, actually, I think we missed each other just by a year or two, perhaps. I don't really remember the timing. We'll ask Father Steve. But Father Steve, welcome to the Croc Podcast, and we're really honored to have you be the person to lead us in prayer this year to help our survivors / thrivers, give them a blessing as we enter this new year.
Thank you, Tom, and thank you, Angel, for having me. And it's really great to be on the show tonight. And yes, Tom, my dad was in really good care up there in Orange County, New York, and really had a great connection with you. And, you know, really a special moment when I found out that you actually were at Don Bosco Tech before I was assigned there as a young priest. I went there in 92 after being ordained. I've been ordained 30 years now. And then I was there, but you were out of there a little bit before that. You know, I won't give you Tom's age, but you know, he's a little bit.
And I was one of the proud members of the class of 78. And, you know, and I have to just tell you, you know, and again, we'll get into the details, but Don Bosco, his name is John Bosco, was an Italian priest. And I know you'll give us the history far better than I can, but his mission in life was to help young mostly young boys who were on the streets at the time and really destitute and really had no direction in life. And I think his mission was to educate or help direct them into a better life. And he was canonized. He did miracles. He did the whole thing. And really the Salesians, which is the order that Father was ordained into, have dedicated their lives to that same mission of Don Bosco. Father, give us a little bit better history than I just did.
Yeah. Okay. So Don Bosco, and Don means father in Italian. So it would be like saying Father Bosco. That's how much we commonly, you know, love him, in a sense that Father Bosco was a priest in Italy in the 1800s. And when those kids didn't have any opportunities to get a job or a future, and many of them were homeless or working as masons or laborers and stuff like that, and the Industrial Revolution was going on there, people were going to the cities to find work. Somebody had to do something to get a place for these kids so they could be educated, provide them with some skills so they could better themselves, and also, you know, help them make sure that, you know, vice and problems and the trouble that young people can get into, that he gathered them up and started on weekends, and then be able to build like a bit of a school. And through the goodness of others and a lot of help, he was able to get that going in Turin, Italy, in the mid-1800s. And then said, I'll start a religious order. And he called them Salesians after his favorite saint, Francis de Sales. And these Salesians ended up going to South America and Asia and Africa. And if any listeners are from different places across the globe, they might be familiar with Don Bosco schools or Don Bosco oratories, which are really all over the place, started by his Salesian order. And it's like a family too. It's not just the priest and the brothers. There was the nuns, the sisters, but there was also all the lay people. And if you're an alumni of a Salesian school, you feel like you're part of that family, that Don Bosco family. And the other thing I would say, Tom, is he had a good way with making like the faith and fun go together and taking the kids where they're at. You know, acceptance and kindness and religion, you know, that we need a relationship with God. So, but I love the Salesians. The prayer is not forced down the kids' throats, but it's really joyfully embraced as part of the program. Because when you know that you're in an environment where people care for you, you get it. And I experienced it myself. And that's how I got my vocation too, Tom.
Yeah, I was going to just ask that, you know, you came from, you know, a very, you know, devout family, and, you know, Catholicism was, I'm sure, a big fabric of your childhood. When did you get the call? I mean, how old were you when you kind of knew?
Yeah, my father, who we spoke of, was a fireman in New York. And then, you know, one time he says, hey, you know, Eddie Lane from Brooklyn is going to summer camp at Camp Don Bosco. And do you want to go? I think it's a good idea. So I jumped on it and said, okay, I'll try it. Well, you know, I went 7 years in a row to the Salesian summer camp in New Jersey, and I loved it. And being going to the camp, I met friends. As a matter of fact, I have two friends that graduated from the Tech that were in the same cabin as me when in the 70s. So, and they're still my friends. So we had a great experience. But then I felt like, you know, something was going on. By the time I hit 17 and 18, I said, I think I could be like Don Bosco. I kind of feel like I'd be like a teacher and a coach, but maybe because they had a relationship with God that was growing, I said, maybe I can give my life to this. And, you know, it's just like marriage and all vocations. You get going and it's like, you know what? This is right. This is the place for me. So here I am all these years later, happy to be a Salesian priest.
And, you know, what a blessing it was to me to be able to get to know you personally. So, Angel, what happened after, you know, I got to know, you know, Father Steve as the son of one of my patients. And then actually, we have very similar interests. Father Steve is very active. He actually hikes with us on our Christmas hike. He's done mass for us and just a terrific guy. And I wanted to say, and he's going to be embarrassed when I say this, because obviously, no one could be like Don Bosco, of course, like he's a saint, right? But I will say there are similarities. I mean, you have an ability, Steve, to connect. I mean, you connect with people of all ages, and you're so good with young people and with, you know, teenagers and adolescents and young adults and, you know, 20 somethings and 30 somethings, and then the midlifers, and then, you know, the 50s, you know, and then the old dudes like me and our hiking mates and things. But you do have that gift. You just have a gift of being able to communicate. And I think that that accessibility that you bring to the kids, to be able to, you know, show them that you could be a devout person and love God, and that could be cool. It doesn't have to be uncool, or that you're, you know, weak, or that you're, you know, you're growing up in, you know, I know we grew up in a rough and tumble area, and the schools that, you know, that you have attended in your 3 decades of service, you know, haven't been in the greatest locations. I think Don Bosco Ramsey might be the only exception, but these schools, this is not easy. These kids are in trouble. I mean, these are, you know, people, one, I know I was a one parent family, you know, model, and many of my classmates were the same, no money, living in the, you know, in the projects and things. And, you know, you just had a way of being able to let it be cool, you know, to love God. And thank you for that and for your career.
No, thank you for that. And I think that's important for all of us in our lives, to keep it real with people, but, you know, to try to always be a good mentor and a good witness to others, but keeping it real, you know, and that's part of our family, the way we were raised. But it's good that I was assigned there to Patterson in my early years of priesthood, because those kids certainly made me keep it real. You know what I mean there, Doc?
Yeah, they and were. I have to say, actually, there was an interesting transition, and you actually saw the second half. So Don Bosco Tech, back in the 50s, actually was more frequented by pretty middle class, like, you know, again, dad is a fireman, dad's a policeman, dad's a carpenter or whatever, and they want you to learn a trade and get a good education, and you went to Don Bosco Tech, and it was just like everybody was in the same boat. And graduated, I think 78 to 82, there was a transition, because then when Father Steve was there, those were the kids that really needed, you know, father figures and needed like the Don Bosco models, because then these kids, these were now all the immigrant kids, right? All the kids from, you know, from immigrating from the Caribbean and immigrating from, you know, Spanish culture or whatever. I mean, it changed. Don Bosco Tech changed a lot, and you were part of that.
Yeah, and I was happy to be there. And we know that, you know, the place the Salesians kind of belong is with the working class families and the poorer. So the order itself wouldn't be necessarily fit real well. There are exceptions here and there for some prep type schools, but we're down. And that's where I am now. That's a good lead, Tom, is that this school that I'm at in Louisiana, I'm in New Orleans, and I'm just outside of the city in Marrero. It's you can see the buildings of the city of New Orleans from my window here. We're close, and it's working class people, and it's poorer families, and 53% of the kids are on financial aid, and it's the only way for like Catholic schools to be able to go is to be able to be you know, to try to help these families. So I'm excited. The kids are open to God. They are good. And yet they need this opportunity, because without it, you can get yourself in a jam and you won't be able to get to that next level without the education, a good, solid, basic education. So those who want to go further, go on college, go on in careers, and those who are going out to work will have everything they need kind of to get going with a little help from the Salesians here in Archbishop Shaw is the name of the school. So it's a good place that I'm at now.
And Angel, we'll make sure we'll tag Father Steve to the podcast in case any listeners, you know, want to speak to him offline for any spiritual advice or counseling, or even a one-on-one prayer. I know Father would be happy to do that.
Absolutely.
And Father, I also wanted to tell you that, you know, two more quick things before we get into the prayer is that, really, when I walk into a room and there's someone who has served our country, whether it be, you know, a patient or a patient's family who served in the Navy or the Army, or especially if they're a veteran of a foreign war, you know, I really take the time and really thank them. But you know, I really want to thank you and all of the people who really have devoted their life to spirituality and doing it for, you know, you took the vow of poverty and that's a big thing. And I always told Father Steve that one of the greatest educational influences in my life, and I was going through Don Bosco Tech, I was kind of a closed-minded guy. I was kind of in a negative place in those years as an adolescent, but there was a father, his name was Father Tom, and he was in the electronic shop, which where I was. And, you know, Father Tom was such a good man, but more importantly, he was so smart, Angel. Out of all the professors I've ever had, and I've had Nobel Prize winning professors teach me, Father Tom was the smartest man I've ever met. No questions. I mean, by miles. That's how smart this guy was. He could have made trillions of dollars in computers because he was on the cutting edge of computers in the 1960s and then 1970s. And he was so accomplished in his knowledge and his skill and his, you know, and just his abilities, his genius that God gave him. But he turned all of that down, to serve God. And I think Father Steve, similarly, you know, could have been a stockbroker, could have been a hedge fund guy, could have been anything. And, you know, he devoted his life to poverty and to helping these kids. So thank you. That was the first thing I wanted to say. And the second thing I wanted to say was that the Croc podcast is a podcast for cancer survivors, thrivers, and their families. And you are, by definition, by the way, a survivor/thriver by virtue of your dad. So you are apropos to give this blessing. But, you know, just so everyone knows, we are a non-denominational organization. We happen to, Angel and I are Christians and Catholics or whatever, but, you know, this prayer is a non-denominational prayer for everybody of whatever faith, anyone who's suffering, all of our survivors/thrivers. We know you're in that foxhole, and we're here to hold your hand and help you through it. So without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Father Steve. I think he has a nice verse for you and a beautiful New Year's blessing.
Yes. So let us pray at this time. And we begin by thanking our Lord and God. And one of the hymns that we sing is, "Now thank we all our God with hearts and hands and voices, who wondrous things has done, in whom this world rejoices, who from our mother's arms has blessed us on our way with countless gifts of love that are still ours today." And so, Lord God, first we thank you and praise you for the gift of our life. We thank you for our family and friends and those who have helped us along in life's journey. And as we begin a new year and move forward into 2023, we ask you to continue to bless us. We thank you for all you've done for us in the past. We know that you're with us in the present, guiding us and getting us through all kinds of challenges and moments. And we know that you're going to be with us into the future. And we trust you, Lord. You know, Psalm 91, which comes from the Old Testament, from the Jewish scriptures, reads, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High and abides in the shade of the Almighty says to the Lord, my refuge, my stronghold, my God in whom I trust." And you know, my dear brothers and sisters, let us trust the Lord to continue to move us forward on our journey and know that he's got us. And I ask him to send his blessing down upon each and every one of us who are here on this podcast viewing, and all the survivors who are and their families who trust the Lord to get us moving through 2023 in his grace and favor. I'm going to offer a blessing upon each and every person for the new year at this time. So every good gift comes from the God and Father of light. May he grant you, each and every one of you, his grace and blessing and keep you safe during this coming year. May he grant you unwavering faith, constant hope, and a love that endures. May he order your days and all your work in his peace. May he hear every one of your prayers and lead you in daily in life and joy. And may Almighty God bless each and every one of you. And I'm very happy to have given that blessing and promised prayers to everyone. Thank you for having me on today.
Absolutely beautiful. And without you even knowing it, you now became, we nominated you as the Croc chaplain and clergyman. And we are hoping that decades of New Year's blessings will come from you each year as you join us to wish our survivors / thrivers your blessing. Thank you, Father.
Thank you. That's an honor. And you got that for sure. God bless
you. Angel Santana, okay? Have faith, let it begin. Thank you, my friend.
Oh man, what a great way to kick off the new year with us here. And thank you so much for that blessing. Your history and what you bring to the table is not an accident. I'm a firm believer of that, and somebody who is following in the same footsteps is trying to, do right by the Lord and also do right by the people. So, the good book always says, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you'll find, knock and it's open for you. So welcome.
To the board of directors, thank you for your time. Thank you for your gifts and believing in our organization. Rod Freeman, Small Biz Up, Happy New Year, my friend. Thank you for everything you do for the organization. To Michael Benzea and Charlotte Larson for your financial support and belief in us. And of course, to the survivors, this is our first pep talk. This is our Newt Rockne moment for 2023. And I say this to you guys every week. We know you're suffering. We know you're sad. We know you're afraid. But believe me when I tell you, you are worthy. You are strong. You are amazing. You are tough. You are special. You are brave and loved and supported. And you are not alone. You are a fighter. And you got this. It is truly our honor to be able to bring this podcast to you every week to give you information and the tools you need to get through your survivorship. We are here for you. Please contact us, contact Father Steve, contact Angel. I promise we will personally get back to you. And we end this podcast as we end each podcast. It will give you a double blessing, one from Father Steve and one from me. We wish you all a long, healthy, happy, and cancer-free life. God bless you. God be with you. Peace.